This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. You know her from the TV series Damages, many movies, including Bridesmaids, and she stars in the new film Juliet Naked. Please welcome Rose Byrne. Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here. This is a really great atmosphere, guys. I feel like I'm in like Melbourne or Sydney, you know. Like,
yeah.
It's very Aussie, this sort of format. Everyone drinking and NPR.
That's it.
No, it's good.
Nice. You're originally from Sydney, Australia.
I am from Sydney. Mm-hmm.
Now you live in Brooklyn.
That's it.
It's very exciting. Your parents have retired to a garlic farm in Tasmania?
Is that the truth?
Okay. Is that like a thing? Like if I said that to someone in Australia,
oh, no.
Would they be like, oh, I get it?
Yeah. It's not like a quintessentially like Australian move.
Yeah.
No. But it's very remote, beautiful part of the world. Probably a good place to go when the end comes.
Okay. So when you were a little kid, it was your older sister who said to your parents when you were 8 years old that you should study acting.
Yeah. I was very shy.
Oh.
I was very shy, and I think they thought it would help me come out of my shell, perhaps. So I was taken off to drama class and, you know, loved it and became, you know, all my
found
friends
your voice.
Were there and found my voice, and here I am today in Brooklyn with you on stage. So I could have gone either way, you know, but I loved it. Yeah, I was became my thing.
You got
yeah,
into it.
I got
and
into it.
You got roles as a teenager, a preteen.
I did some fine work in Australia. Which no one will ever see.
But you did the Sandra Bernhardt movie called Dallas Doll.
I did, that... not to be confused with Debbie Does Dallas.
Right.
Another fine film.
But at 15, you're also cast as a lead in a soap opera called Echo Point.
Phenomenal show. Billy, my character was called.
Nice.
Yeah. Going down the tuck shop, all of that kind of talk, going to the surf club. Australia has soap operas, which are different to the ones here. They're only a half an hour format, and it's a lot of like tan people on the beach, going to the surf club.
So at 15 years old, if you're the lead of a soap opera, your life must have totally changed.
It did. I took myself very seriously.
Yeah.
And my family quickly reminded me, in the very Australian way, to not take myself so seriously. And but yeah, it was fun. It didn't last long though. It was only on air for about 3 months. So my dreams came crashing down very fast. And I was back at high school.
Back at high school.
Like, yeah. What happened to hair and makeup? What happened to my...
Yeah, I didn't have... I have to finish high school?
Exactly. I had to get back
so
to school.
So you moved to America in 2000s, early 2000s?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I was doing the classic Aussie thing of like the back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Non-committal.
Like, yeah, the coming in for a few months, trying to get a job, going back to Australia, staying with mum and dad.
So we know you from a lot of dramas, but then, you know, more recently, we know you from so many comedies. Was there a particular role or moment that you had that you were like, I want to lean into the comedic side of my acting career?
I had a tiny role in Marie Antoinette, Sofia Coppola's movie, many years ago, playing Duchess de Polignac, who is a real figure in the story of Marie Antoinette. And she was very bubbly and sort of the comic relief. That was kind of the first taste. And I was like, this was interesting, fun and interesting. And we did a lot of improv on that. And then I auditioned for Nick Stoller for Get Him to the Greek, which was this super funny satire on, you know, rock stars and what have you, and I played a super trashy, wasted pop star who was Russell Brand's ex-girlfriend, and it was very fun. And from that, I got Bridesmaids, and yeah, so I had a great break from Judd Apatow and Nick Stoller.
I just loved Bridesmaids.
Thank you.
And your role, of course, I feel like makes it as the nemesis. It looks like it was very fun to play from the audience point of view.
Very fun. Excellent group of people, great material, obviously. And I do remember Melissa McCarthy just like me going, who is this incredible? And obviously she was so established from Gilmore Girls and all her other work, but she really, as we know, blew up after that. And she's, yeah.
Yeah, but then you starred opposite her.
Yeah, in Spy.
In Spy, yeah. Which is hilarious as well.
Yeah, that was so funny.
And there is something I think particularly funny about seeing Rose Byrne deliver these like vulgar, filthy lines of dialogue after. Why? Is that the natural you? Is that who you are?
Well, I am Australian.
Right. So, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So it is within your soul.
So
your new film, this is an adaptation of a Nick Hornby novel, mm-hmm. Juliet Naked, and you aggressively went after this role.
I did.
Why?
I did. I had read the novel in 2009 when it came out, and I just loved it. It was a really bittersweet. It's that specific Nick Hornby tone, you know, like the Arrested Development, someone not growing up,
yep.
You know, regretfulness. And it's such a gift, the characters he gives you as an actor, so to then put them into a screenplay and try to bring it to life. When I heard they were doing the movie, I was like, please, can I meet on it? Can I read?
You had read the book before?
Yeah, I had read the book before.
And what did you think of your character?
I thought she was intriguing. I thought that I loved her breaking all the rules and taking all these risks and acting out, and is this kind of uptight, buttoned up, very British lady who then goes against all her rules, you know. Did you ever watch Seinfeld?
Sure.
Well, do you remember when George does the opposite of everything he usually does?
Yes.
And he has great success and he starts working for the Yankees and like yes. has a hot girlfriend. That's kind of like Annie. Like she's like starts doing all the opposite of all this stuff. She doesn't have that as great a success as George Costanza, but it's sort of that kind of idea.
And when you were filming this, you were not only pregnant while filming this,
Preggers.
But you also congratulations.
Fully.
So you also had like some bizarre blender accident with your hand.
Put my finger in a blender.
Why did you? How? How did? What happened that you put your hand in a blender?
What a shame that was.
Yeah, you still have the hand. The hand's okay.
I was making muffins at like 9 p.m. at night, as you do. Found this recipe, like kind of complicated ginger apple recipe, like. Like, this is a great idea. I'll make muffins and we can eat them in the morning and then at the emergency room, just holding my finger together like that, just like
and then
sad.
Someone walks by and they're like, I loved you in Star Wars.
Exactly. Yeah. There was one. That's right. Dorme. Mm-hmm. Hey.
All right. Rosa, are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're up for it? All right. Rose, you starred in the movie Neighbours. In Australia, Neighbours was released under a different title, Bad Neighbours, to avoid confusion with a long-running Australian soap opera called Neighbours. So in this quiz, I'm going to give you the American title of a movie that was changed when it was released in Australia.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're just going to tell me what the title was changed to in Australia.
Okay.
It is multiple choice, though.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay,
and if you do well enough, Tara Woolfolk from Hokesson, Delaware, is going to win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Oh. Wow.
Okay. Was the 2004 Jennifer Garner comedy 13 Going on 30 changed to A, Growing Up Fast, B, Womanhood Now, or C, Suddenly 30?
Suddenly 30?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Oh, I'm so glad it wasn't the other two. That's terrible.
I kind of want to run something called Womanhood Now.
Wow.
I don't know what, some sort of campaign.
Wow.
We don't know why 13 going on 30 had to be changed.
Yeah, I don't get that either. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Suddenly 30.
Suddenly 30.
Suddenly 30. Was the classic 1980 Leslie Nielsen spoof Airplane called A, Airplane Mode, B, Flying High, or C, Mile High Police Squad?
Flying High.
Flying High. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What was the Australian title for Fever Pitch, the 2005 romantic comedy starring Drew Barrymore, Jimmy Fallon, and the Boston Red Sox? These are like hard to actually bring over. Was it A, The Perfect Catch, B, Smoochin' in the Outfield, or C, Third Base?
Oh, I think it's the first one.
Yeah, it's The Perfect Catch. All right, here's your last clue.
Okay.
How about Saving Silverman? This was a 2001 comedy starring Jason Biggs, Jack Black, and Amanda Peet. Was it renamed Saving Silver Person, B, Flight of the Man Children, or C, Evil Woman?
They're all terrible.
I know.
They're terrible.
And one of them's real.
I mean, it can't be Saving Silver Person, can it?
No. No. No.
It's got to be Evil
idea.
Woman, right?
It was yeah. Evil Woman. Yeah. Evil
wow.
Woman.
Wow.
And from what we can gather, it was just a way, it wasn't doing well at the American box office, so it was just a way to like dial it up so people were like, Evil Woman, let's go see that.
Wow. It was a comedy, you said?
It was a comedy. Yeah, you did great.
Okay.
So congratulations, Rose. You and Tara Woolfolk both won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes. Julia Naked is in theaters now. Give it up one more time for Rose Byrne. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.